you know, whether it's work related or family related, if you're not connecting to, you know, to flesh and blood, if it's not boiled down to a common experience that people can digest, expand on, retell. Retelling, I think, is an important part of story story creating. It has to be retellable, and in that way, the story grows.
That was a little teaser from the next episode, episode 7 of the All Things Risk podcast. In between my interviews, which feature long-form conversations around the themes of risk, resilience, and randomness with interesting people, I do what I like to call in-between-isodes, but this week I thought I'd give you a little taste of what's coming in the next episode. My guest is writer, poet, bookseller, father, and husband Robert Earl Stewart, and there he was talking about the art of storytelling. Bob and I go back a long way. He and I are kindred spirits of the squared circle. Now, to find out what that means, you're just going to have to listen to the episode, but I'll offer two clues. The first one is that he has an article in the upcoming issue of Canadian Notes and Queries, so you can check that out. And the second clue is that this partially involves us sending one another threatening letters on our own branded stationery back in the mid to late 1980s. We talk about all sorts of things in the conversation. There are some lots of laughs. There's some pretty serious moments too. And like me, Bob is a runner. He's been running for the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years. He's used the sport of running to lose approximately 160 pounds. And we do talk about that in the conversation. And I wanted to leave you with a snippet from that part of the interview where he describes going from, I guess, one of his darker moments that necessitated him visiting the cardiologist at 400 pounds to running half marathons in the space of about a year and a half. Pretty amazing. So listen to the full episode. It comes out next week, April the 5th. I look forward to speaking to all of you then. In the interim, don't forget, risk is life.
When I got home from work that day, she, of course, wanted to know about my appointment with the cardiologist. And I came downstairs, and I was, when she arrived home, and I was beaming with happiness. And she's like, how was the cardiologist? And I was like, oh, fine. You know, it was great. They wanted to do some more tests, but you'll never guess what I did. I went and I walked around the park twice, and I knew that was it, that I'd reached that bottom of, you know, where I needed to get to be afraid enough, worried enough, helpless enough that I was ready to change. And I started walking regularly. And one night I went out for a walk, and I could see an illuminated sign on a trail ahead of me. And I said, I'm going to run to that sign. And I ran, it's 210 meters. I've measured it since. I ran 210 meters, and I didn't die, as I had been worried that I might. And shortly after that, I'm going to say 3 months later, I ran my first official 5K race.
Wow.
I started running charity 5Ks around the city. They're happening all the time. I ran a 10K race that summer. I started training for a marathon and got injured and didn't end up running the marathon, but continued to run some half. I've now run 3 half marathons.
Wow.
And I've lost. Yeah, today I weigh 240 pounds. So nice. I'm still a bigger runner, but I'm a runner.